you have the ability for someone to win without a majority of the vote, someone that that most people actually voted against. And instant runoff voting fixes this problem by allowing the voters to rank their choices, 1, 2, 3. If nobody receives a majority of the first votes, we can look at the bottom candidate, eliminate him, and take that person's second preference, and then do a runoff round and see who gets a majority. If no one gets it, we continue this. So especially, like you're asking about libertarians, for someone who wants to vote for a third-party candidate, we have all heard about the spoiler issue, where if you vote for a third party, you're throwing your vote away, and you're actually helping the candidate who's the opposite of the person you like. People say, a vote for Nader is a vote for Bush, or a vote for a libertarian is a vote for Kerry. With instant runoff voting, you would be able to rank a second choice and say, well, if the libertarian doesn't win and my second favorite is a Republican, I can rank them second. For a Green, you might want to put a Democrat second, whatever you wish.
Right.
So it allows you to vote your hopes, vote for who you really want without wasting your vote.
And I understand that the initiative there in Ferndale, which you've been helping to coordinate, has actually got on to, did it make it to the polls this time?
Yep, the proposal was voted on today, and I just got an update with four precincts reporting in Ferndale. It is winning by a 2-1 margin.
Great.
So I think that the residents of Ferndale are showing their desire to improve the democracy in that city and really set an example to the state and the rest of the country of how to run a better election system that's far more fair.
And correct me if I'm wrong, somewhere out in California, maybe San Francisco, they're using this approach right now?
Yep, today is a big day for election reform because San Francisco is using instant runoff voting today for the first time for their city elections. All eyes are on San Francisco. It's gotten a lot of press. The New York Times has been doing articles about how it's improved the tone of campaigns there. And then today it looks like Ferndale may pass and become the third city in the country to pass a measure for instant runoff voting. So it's really a trend that's spreading.
And did you find it, was it a hard battle to win support in Ferndale, to explain it to people? Were there any obstacles?
There was no organized opposition to it. It was really just a matter of educating. And we had great support from our volunteers and from some of the members of the community that helped out with our campaign. One of our helpers, Stacy Trescott, walked to every single house in Ferndale to drop literature. We had people knocking on doors. We had people doing debates and talking to the press, and we really got the word out. It was really an exciting campaign. And instant runoff voting is the kind of thing that if people don't know what it is, they might not like it. But once they get it,
yeah,
they like it.
And now, what do you foresee for yourself from here? If this succeeds, are you going to be a part of initiatives in other communities or even in an advising capacity?
Well, first of all, this measure does not implement instant runoff voting in Ferndale. It authorizes it to be implemented when the software becomes available. It's not available yet in Michigan.
Okay.
Hopefully by next year it will be. And the Election Commission has to deem it affordable and reliable. At that point it will be implemented. So we still have some work to do in terms of getting it actually implemented, making sure that the city can get the software, get it set up. But if the margin that it has right now holds up, I think that's a clear mandate from the residents of Ferndale that they want this implemented. After that, we definitely want to do measures like this throughout the state and get this implemented further. I would say the next place would probably be Ann Arbor, where there's already some people moving in that direction. And that personally, I would definitely want to be involved in any campaigns like that.
Excellent. So I'm sure you're paying close attention to the results of that particular proposal because you've got so much of yourself wrapped up in it. Is there anything else you're particularly watching tonight as results are trickling in?
Well, I'm interested in everything.
Yeah.
I'm a political junkie, and just like everyone else, I'm watching the presidential race closely and watching all the Senate races and everything. Particularly with instant runoff voting, I'm curious to see where there might be races that are won with a spoiled election, where a third-party candidate gets, you know, exactly the reason that we need instant runoff voting. It could happen. I don't think this election it's going to happen where Nader spoils a state, but it could.
Right.
But in all sorts of races at other levels, it happens. So I'm looking at that. But I'm just a big political junkie like everyone else. I'm watching all the channels and clicking on CNN's site every 5 minutes.
But yeah,
it's an exciting night.
I'm sure when people looked at the ballots today, they might have saw a lot of candidates from Green Party, Natural Law, that they might even have known were running, that are out there working and trying to get votes. And there's a lot of, on a lot of different levels, I could see the spoiler scenario happening. But also, you know, I really believe what does, I think Ray Nader and the Libertarians both say it, that we call it spoiling, let's say, but they call it participating.
Right, and that's the problem with our system right now, is it's not democratic, it's not fair to have a system where spoiled elections are even possible, and it's not fair to blame candidates for running and, quote, spoiling elections, when the real problem is the election system itself, which allows it and doesn't need to, and there's an easy solution available to it, so that candidates can feel free to run as many as they want, knowing they're not going to hurt the other candidates who share their views.
Do you think if this, it seems like there's a, you know, from the pundits up at the top level to, like, voters on the street that I talk to, that almost everybody agrees that the whole process would benefit more from third-party, you know, non-major party participation, you know, at the very least of, you know, raising issues and sort of putting the major parties on notice, as it were. Do you think that a proliferation of instant runoff voting would enable that sort of thing? Do you think that that's something that we do need in our process?
Absolutely. I think that people have a narrow-minded view when they only think about third parties in terms of whether they win. Third parties play an important role in our country and always have. The Republican Party was a third party when it started. It was a third parties played a major role in things like the abolition of slavery, women's rights, child labor issues, all kinds of things that now we take for granted were pushed by third parties. And so regardless of whether they win, instant runoff voting gives people the ability to show their true support and to see how much support a third party really has without voters being afraid to do that. And so it's a win-win. The third parties can get the true measure of support they have, but the major party candidate at this point is still probably going to win, and they're not going to be spoiled by the similar candidates who are third party candidates. The third party candidates will get their issues heard. The public will get more voices. So to me, it's a win-win.
Sounds good to me, too, and it's always great to have you here on the show. It's always an education. Howard, could you take a minute and remind the audience who you are and what they're listening to?
I'm Howard Didcoff, coordinator of Ferndale for Instant Runoff Voting, and you're listening to Outsite Radio Hours.
Thanks a lot, Howard.
Thanks.